Tomorrow, all New York State voters will choose who will represent them in the state assembly and Senate. Very few of those races are truly competitive, with many incumbents running unopposed or against candidates who have no chance of winning. The exception in central New York is the race for the newly created 127th Assembly District. Our election series continues with WRVO's Ellen Abbott taking a look at the rematch of a very close race 2 years ago.
You can sense how competitive this race is by the amount of mailboxes flooded with political flyers and the commercials competing on the airways. Republican incumbent Don Miller and Democrat challenger Al Sturpe, who lost the district to Miller 2 years ago by fewer than 1,000 votes, are spending more than $800,000 between them on the race, much of that money coming from state party coffers. In his 2 years in Albany, Miller, who's 46, has made keeping down taxes a major goal. He voted against the governor's 2% tax cap, instead proposing a 0% property tax cap that would include mandate relief. He's become a kind of doctor no in the assembly, voting against many spending bills because of what he says is rampant political patronage.
I can't look at a budget that, by some estimates, is bloated with political money by 5 or 6 or 7%, and on $132 billion, that's a lot of money. I can't look at a budget like that and simply vote yes and walk away.
Sturpe, who's 59, served in the assembly from 2006 to 2010. He criticizes Miller's no-vote mentality, and while he admits taxes are high in New York State,
that's driven by lots of mandates and the Mandate Relief Council that spent a year or so going around the state finding mandates and the things that need to be looked at and repealed, has presented their findings to the governor. I think we'll spend a lot of 2013 and probably some of 2014 enacting some of that mandate relief.
One of the big issues in the race is the debate over raising the minimum wage. Miller is opposed to the idea. He contends it would hurt business. He instead suggests lowering a handful of taxes that would equal the value of the minimum wage increase the legislature proposed.
If we were to do that, just roll those taxes back a little bit, we would instantly increase the value of everyone's paycheck, and we wouldn't have to have a discussion or a debate about who gets to keep their job or who loses their job as a result of increasing costs of labor.
Sturpe disagrees about the effect of a higher minimum wage.
It never has cost jobs. It gives people who spend their money as soon as they get it because they have so little of it, it gives them more money to spend, and that actually energizes the economy.
The wage debate also extends to women. Sturpe criticizes Miller for not supporting legislation that would require equal pay for women. Miller says it's not necessary because there's federal legislation already on the books, and he thinks it would drive wages down, not up.
I don't want to hold anyone back because some government office, some government bureau somewhere says that I've got to comply with a set of rules that doesn't make any sense in a real-life, real-time business environment.
Sturpe, though, believes the legislation is needed to do what the federal legislation of 1963 doesn't do.
They passed legislation during Reconstruction after the Civil War. It didn't mean that blacks were equal or got the right to vote or anything else, so you had to keep working at it until you got it down. And I think the same thing with women.
The 127th is a suburban rural district that stretches from Cicero down through Tully. The election will most likely be decided by independent voters. While Republicans have a slight edge registration-wise, a quarter of the voters in this district are not affiliated with any political party. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.